20 Wall Street protesters objecting to police after they forcibly dismantled their encampments set up in Oakland. Oakland has been the scene of violent clashes between police and protesters over the past weeks, with some casualties reported.
We're seeing the result of the increased militarization of police forces throughout the United States. It's a very bad tendency that's been taking place since 9/11. We see the rich getting richer and the increasing gap between the rich and the poor. There are this gap has been widening since the administration of Ronald Reagan. What they are doing is ignoring, the politicians in Washington are ignoring the needs of the average American and the working families. We've had increasing foreclosures and unemployment. What we're seeing is the tip of an iceberg, a resistance to the corruption of politics in America.
Hundreds of cities, including New York, Washington, D.C., and Chicago, have seen similar protests. The demonstrators want an end to what they call corporate greed and corruption. They also accuse the U.S. government of favoring the rich that they say constitute only 1% of the American population.
I think clearly that this is a new political force. The question is, of course, its shape and its strength and its vitality and the timing of it. But clearly it's a new political force. Interestingly enough, it's the only new political force that's out there. Most of the others have been co-opted by one technique or another by the 1%.
On many occasions, the peaceful protests turn into anti-war rallies, with demonstrators blaming the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq for their country's economic problems. According to the research by Brown University's Watson Institute for International Studies, the latest objective estimate of war costs in Iraq and Afghanistan, made public on June the 29th, is between $3.7 trillion and $4.4 trillion. As for politics, many observers and analysts believe that there's a smoldering resentment at America's bipartisan political system. Recent polls show many Americans trust neither Democrats nor Republicans. A recent Gallup survey has found that a majority of Americans believe it's high time their country had a third political party.